red. Okay, that's recording. We're recording. And then I click it.
And then when you...
Back to life.
Y'all sitting there silent.
Back to life.
Hey.
I don't even know the song, but I'm going to keep...
You always guess me.
You gotta sing for real.
Do you need me now? Not really. I'd be in the shower with it.
I sold out platinum in the shower.
No, we not. We not on Grammy time in the shower. Yo, people always gotta go above. You feel me? I am. I'm Beyonce. Immediately. The lights turn on. One of those notes.
He was the type that was performing shows for your family when you was a kid.
Yeah. Doing that little dance.
Yeah, it's the personality, bro.
You definitely give do your little dance energy.
Do that little dance, girl. I got you. Do my little Charlton. Okay. All right. What's up, y'all? I don't even know where to look. I don't know who to slap.
Yeah, there's people everywhere.
I don't know whether the camera.
She's like, that's the back.
It's like, do we look at each other? Like.
It's the first time we've had a two-camera setup in a while, too. Yeah. So I know the fans are going to be
we are here.
Eating it up.
That one.
Welcome back to another dope-ass episode of Leisha's Dry-Ass Lips. No, it's Litty Threads.
Period.
The only podcast on the internet that gives you those what? Go, we count it out.
Three.
Weed. I got to handle my handles.
Three best things.
If anyone sees me.
Oh, three. Oh, that's what I was supposed to say. Three
best
things in life. And that is weed.
Pew.
Chicks.
Pew, pew.
And vibes.
Boom, 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 boom.
No, bad bitchery.
That's the one.
Wait, get the fucking. You going? We got sound effects. Not them niggas know.
Crazy. That's why I fuck with it.
Because my sound my self sound effects never let you down.
It never. You are my human voice box.
I'm a soundboard. All
right.
I'm screaming.
You got a lot of faces on this pod today. I'm sure you guys have taken account. There's some newbies in the building today. Actually, not newbies for me. You know, I stop people. People's followers, that's how I do this thing. So you probably know each other. But let's all meet today.
The laugh was unhinged.
Have you seen my page before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. I actually stalked. She probably heard from somebody else. And then I was like, that's an artist.
Oh, that's crazy. That's tough.
That's what I do. Yeah. Right. That's why I was like, he asked me earlier, how did you meet Velvet? Same way I met you.
Mm-hmm. Literally, she invited me onto an episode, and then
it's been history ever since.
She was like, "I need a new co-host. You want to be an intern?" I was like, "Fuck yeah!"
Seven years later, here you are.
She said about that intern thing though. Sorry, Pookie. I'm a host. Yeah, but yeah. So let's go around in a circle. Starting with baby girl in the corner that's drinking with us. Yes. Okay. Let raise that glass. Let them know. Double cup.
Quadruple cup.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's going crazy.
She got six.
Yeah, I know what's going on over here.
Okay. Go ahead. Start. Let them know your tag, your handle, anything you want to let them know before your shameless plugs later, because you'll be also doing some shameless plugs later.
Can I know what that is?
Oh, it's just like concerts, music, upcoming. Okay, yeah, but we call it shameless plugs in case you got a nigga you want to drop. You're like, I want to shout out my nigga real quick. You can do that if you want.
You're right.
She said,
choke them. All right.
Hello, my name is Genesee. I just started doing YouTube, and on my YouTube platform, my name is Sega Go Genesee.
Okay.
If you guys want to see that, it's Sego Go Jenese. And on Instagram,
that was
I
a lot
am...
of letters, real quick. I'm going to get it from you later.
Yeah,
I'm going to get it from you later.
And on Instagram, my name is ebw_jnya. Jnaya.
I love it. All right, go ahead, KO.
So I'm KO Trendsetter everywhere. And that's it. I make music. I'm a skateboard model for myself because I make my own clothes.
Get into the skin. Get into the skin.
And I'm looking at it.
Get into the skin.
Clear. She got them on that. She got them on that. That's what it is.
She said, you see the skin.
The purple glistening off of the both of them. I see it. The skincare regimen together at night is great. All right, go ahead.
That's funny. But I make my own clothing. I make art pieces.
Dope.
Nice. I'm writing my own book right now, too. But I try to be low-key about it, but I still talk about it.
Not humble on the writing.
Because it's like, it's anime. Like, I'm drawing this whole shit.
Oh,
that's cool.
I'm in my chapter 4 right now.
Oh. Are you making your own manga?
Yeah, my own manga.
We need to have a conversation.
Bored in the crib. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Did you start that during COVID, or you just was like,
After.
After? Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. Didn't we all discover ourselves as soon as the penny?
Talk about it. Mm-hmm. Not the penny, Lord. Please. What?
Because they be trying to get us off of the YouTube when you say that. That's why I realized, girl, I took a couple courses.
Okay, you got
to course that. Yeah, so anyway. Anything else for you right now? You got something for Shameless Plugs later? You want to say? I mean, the manga was definitely a Shameless Plug, but we want
to that.
Tell us where the Shameless Plug. Now I gotta make sure I put like 5 minutes to it. I got you.
Sir.
He looked over like, me too?
My name is Key.
Key.
I do like, I have an Instagram page. I have like a little business of like sports betting. Yeah, February, I went with the record of 38 and 12.
Oh.
Let's go. So we try to, yeah, I'm trying to perform. Is that like fantasy football? Business right now.
Hmm? What's that, like fantasy football?
Nah, it's like sports bet.
So what do you bet on most?
Mostly I do player props.
Gotcha.
Player props. I do money line, over, under, spread.
That's what's up.
I do all the sports as well.
Oh, are you the people that people be tagging like, yo, he helped me get 400 today?
Yeah, but nothing on my page like fake or nothing. Like we actually get to it.
He said this is not an ad. This is not spam. This is real. I do not hack you.
I don't hack people. I love it. Great. Yeah, we'll make sure you guys put your handles again at the end. Velvet.
Mr.
The circle goes again around me. Go ahead.
What's going on? My name is Rales. Like the last name, my last name is Morales. So
what do they want? That's what that was from.
They want Morales, you know?
Period.
So my Instagram is Rales, R-A-L-E-S, double underscore. I'm working on an album right now. It's about 7 songs. And I host an open mic where I do a lot of stand-up type material every other Wednesday in Jersey City. So if you're there, I'm there. Mm. Instant win.
Bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly, good times, good vibes.
Mm-hmm. Same thing here.
That part, the open mic that I tell you guys about all the time for our faithful listeners, Rallis is the host of that open mic.
Get the hell!
But, full circle, Mom. We love a full circle.
The one that she's been yelling at me to go to.
That part. So the day after the episodes are posted, we always have an announcement. I say it every time. That Wednesday, there's a show, and you can see our beautiful faces there. And then Leisha will make a guest appearance one day.
And no pressure. She's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, she said one day. She didn't even say tomorrow.
We gonna repeat. We gonna come back.
I say this like often on the podcast. So she's one day, guys. I'm gonna go tomorrow.
okay.
Velvet hates me, y'all. Y'all know it. Behind the scenes, we got those type of relationships. Y'all know that. I was gonna say, God damn it, Kalisha, your brain's all over. What's the sauce segment? I slapped myself real hard. I'm gonna play it off. What's the sauce segment? This is the part of the show. Oh, we'll start actually with what's the strain, because Rallis did come over here with some fire that he was willing to share with the gang.
I did.
And then we'll start with you guys with what you did for her. What was the strain? Key.
No, it's okay. I brought over some sour candy.
Ooh. You got some long lashes. Sorry.
Thank you. That's the first time I've ever heard that, and I'm going to fucking take that to the grave. Because that's never been the case.
You know, tomorrow on the mic, he's going to be like, so...
I'm gonna go home and blink at my girl so hard.
Right. Like, are you cool?
Look,
is this enough air?
Look at these.
I'm a ham. I don't even remember what we were talking about before that. You're like talking about my eyelashes now.
Oh, damn, strain.
What's the strain? Yeah, that's the good weed too. Sour candy.
Sour candy.
It's a fire ass, I believe, indica. Okay. Because I only smoke indicas.
Okay. And what did you roll it up in?
I rolled it up in a J. No grabba here. If you smoke grabba, leave me alone.
How many heads was on it?
Probably like. Excuse me. Hold on. Pause. Oh, wait. I just stopped that. Oh, you're so. I just stopped. Pause.
Put the plus up. I ain't say nothing because I'm like, I don't want no problems. I smoke both.
What you got against Fronto and grabba?
I got nothing against it. It's just not for me. Like, I don't want that in my joints. If okay. I'm smoking a joint, I want to taste the weed. I want to smoke the weed. He said
you enjoy yours, but it's not for my joints.
You feel like you don't feel like a tobacco high in your feet. Like, I feel that shit in my body. Like I feel the tobacco.
I've never when I'm smoking. Thought about that.
I don't
like it. I do. Right. I'm looking at my toes right now. Like,
smoke a J and you'll feel like a cleaner high. When you smoke a blunt or like a Fronto, you get fucking.
That's
body.
Very true.
Oh my it's God. You know what? All right, we're gonna pause this conversation because that's gonna be the first thread. You smoke. Now I gotta talk to you. All right. So you smoked on sour candy. You mm-hmm. rolled it in a joint. Mm-hmm. How many heads was on it? And then we're gonna scoot over.
I say three.
Three. Okay, so you feel fairly high.
Yeah, yeah. And we smoked before that, too, because you guys...
Yeah, it was oh, like yeah, you had to wait. To, it was and cold. Then we have, yeah.
You gotta survive somehow. Oh, here come the burps. All right, I'm gonna scoot around to you guys. What did you smoke on? Because we still gotta go over the what's it called.
I don't know.
He got it.
Even
if you don't know, you gotta say town and then plug.
I forgot it.
Okay, it's not. They're not gonna go search them.
They're not gonna search them up. Really, they got legacies.
Jersey City.
Jersey City.
Yeah, Danforth Ave, Jersey, New Jersey, and it was called All Stars.
I love it. Oh, she's like, I got to remember the. Okay, it was an actual place. Yeah, I thought it was like the homie. That's why I was like, oh, I'm not trying to get them caught up.
That's what I'm saying.
I love it.
He goes up. He'll probably pick someone on the list randomly and be like,
is it indica usually?
I do that at my spot on MLK. I'm on segment.
Yeah, that's basically.
They got a whole menu.
I just saw the check though.
Is it indica or sativa for y'all?
For me, it's sativa.
Sativa. I don't like that.
He goes based
shit.
Off me. He'll be like, which one you get?
That's right.
Like,
I like
sativa.
That.
Like, that's reasonable.
He'll be like, because that's one that makes you feel, you know, and I'm
it,
like,
it
yeah.
makes you feel calmer.
Yeah. And for like, me, it makes me feel like sometimes when I'm a bit
creative.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's the one that keeps you hyper then?
Sativa. No, sativa is the one that keeps you hyper and keeps you, like, creative. For me, I'm an indica.
I feel like I'm an indica too because I'm already, like,
I'm already naturally at, like,
I like to be nodded.
50-50, but, like, I just like to be chill.
I gotta be in oblivion.
But as of late, I've been getting into hybrids, though.
I ain't gonna lie to you. My plug has been coming with the hybrids lately, and baby girl does not disappoint when I gotta sit there and focus.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not exactly, you can focus on them. You still get that, like, indica body.
I don't wanna go to sleep.
Yeah, but it's not too much of a high either. Mm-hmm. It's too much of a high.
Right, you know you wanna go to sleep when you get to
nah.
What you were smoking on, the same thing as him?
Nah, I smoked on some Hall of Flame by Verde Cannabis. Nice. You guys know about Verde Cannabis?
They just opened up.
They just took a brand. My
oh, it's
a brand.
I thought it was one of the cannabis.
It's just a Verde Cannabis. Okay. It was Melonade and Skittles. It was like a hybrid. I don't remember the name, but those are the two strains.
Look up the strains.
Melonade and Skittles. And I think the THC on it was like 52. Okay. I smoked in some.
50? You said only.
Element.
Run it back. Most THC don't is literally 25. You smoked 52?
Yeah.
I want to fact check.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Can we just the projection on his voice?
You see every time he makes me feel like I'm like in like 50 Shades of Grey or something. I'd be looking down like, whoa.
I wasn't trying to.
That voice is booming. Let me stop. Yeah.
But you better project.
Yes, projection.
You have a great voice.
Mm-hmm. Whatchamacallit? What's the sauce segment? Yeah, I'm here to make you uncomfortable. Sorry. What's the sauce segment, guys? This is the part of the show where we go over what we drank on. As always, please sponsor me. Gallo family. Okay. Pink Moscato. It's my favorite. No bubble guts. Always clear. And then in the corner.
No.
Always clear. In the corner, we have with my fave, a fave, I guess. He's becoming slowly. Mr. Carlo. He's nothing like the Gallo brothers.
Sounds good. I mean, this one isn't the raspberry, but you know.
They ran out at the hood spot. I was so upset.
She's so cute.
Cause you know we've been championing. Yes, we've been championing that. And when you know, usually Alicia sticks to her Gallo. Gallo don't got no good sweet good wines. They only got those weird fruity ones. Yeah. Yeah.
Drink no Henny, Casamigos.
Back when I was young, Leash, when this was like.
leash pack. I guess. Yeah.
She said,
yeah.
I like whiskey, but also, like, I gotta be in the mood for that.
Taylorport
like,
is my thing, though. If I'm gonna be trying to get slapped up.
Taylorport, I made him chug a whole cup, actually. That's a story.
My family.
That's the sweetest drink imaginable.
My family literally gets me every birthday because it's the only thing that gets me, like, really high. They know. Well, it's also because I'm from college. Anyway. Yeah, like I said, stories, you know?
You actually want the story?
Not right now.
Yeah.
When we go.
Yeah, after.
All right. Anyway. What y'all drinking on? Y'all drinking on anything else?
No. Bitching
over here. Oh, you wait.
Okay. You
anything
you
drinking? Oh, he on.
Yeah. You got two more. Yeah.
Hey, love it.
Stay hydrated.
KO said, I'm going to just sit back there and not tell him I'm drinking water. All right. So we're going to move on. My mouth is wet. I'm sorry.
Always. We go through this all the time.
Litty Thread segment of the show. The boom, the bottom. The reason we got this started, we started on Litty Threads, Lit Like Leash podcast. We started on Lit Like Leash podcast way back when. It blew up. The galleys liked it during COVID. We thought, let's make a whole show about it. So now we have Litty Threads where we go on Al Gore's internet and we talk to, looking at that camera. We talk to you guys about those other guys that don't have their shit together. So let's go into the first thread, shall we? We have 15 minutes. Damn, Velvet, I hate not being next to the clock.
Can you put your phone on silent, please?
I want them to know I have friends.
Bing! Do not make your own movie soundtrack. Did you not go to the movies growing up? Like, I don't get it.
Your smell is so contagious.
So sorry. I know. I'm a goofball. That's the problem. All right. I got something that's nasty for y'all. I'm going to start off with.
We like it nasty.
This bitch. And it's a video. I know y'all going to hate me. That's why I'm like, I'm going to preface it first.
You do this all the time.
I know. That's the only good juicy threads. They don't give us long threads like they used to back in the day. Multiple thread Twitters. Those are gone. Those are no longer around.
Because it's X now.
And now you got nothing but titties and Trump.
It's X now. I mean,
Lord have mercy. Like... Let's turn this down because I don't know what she's going to do. But anyway, you seen this? So, Miss, you did. You couldn't finish it, right? You didn't want to finish it.
I saw the tagline.
Oh, you saw it? Return of the Yeast. Miss Ma'am made cinnamon rolls. So, her, let me start off with this preface. A woman on TikTok, is a recipe influencer, I guess you can say. She uses natural recipe aids. And by natural, I mean from her body. So let's say she needs some yeast.
That's nasty.
She uses yeast infection.
She just basically explained what it was.
She scoops and she droops.
So she purposely gives herself yeast infection.
So here's what happened. She's always done her breast milk in her food. That's her husband. And also the preface, her husband is the reason she does this. Her natural food. So let me finish.
She put root on that man.
That was some of the comments. So let me tell you. She said, oh my God, I have a yeast infection. And it's Valentine's Day. This is what she said on the TikTok.
Oh my God.
And it's Valentine's Day. I'm going to make my husband, I know he's going to love it so much, I'm going to make him brownies made from my yeast infection. He's going to love it so much. I know it. They ate it. Whoop-de-whoop. Nothing was wrong. They said, oh, it tastes good. He was like, oh, these are good. What'd you put in there? She says in the upload for this update that we're about to look at real quick. Because I want you to see her tongue. That's the only thing I want you to see.
I think I did see it.
Oh,
my God,
yeah. So she ate them. And then a couple days later, they saw a little couple spots on the tongue. A couple days later. And then about a week later, her tongue itched. And then her throat itched. And then they went to the doctor because her husband's whole mouth was white. And they were like, the kids didn't eat the yeast infection brownies, so they were perfectly fine. They said, what the fuck is going on? Turns out they got thrust. I think that's what it's called.
Thrush.
Yeah,
thrush. Thank you. It's like yeast infection on other parts of your body. So she basically gave her husband a yeast infection in his mouth, and she ate it too, so she has a yeast infection in her mouth, and the shit looks...
Were they feeding it to each other?
It was Valentine's Day. And she gives him... She gives him breast
infection. And they were just like, they were like,
And they were like, "That's so good, babe." She literally said, "Like, this is so different. What did you put in this?
Me,
the ingredients."
Chef's kiss. She had a yeast infection. Right
she
there,
scooped the goop.
She had a recent. So the thing
scooped
about like this.
The goop.
So that means she had it right there, and then she went ahead and gave it to herself right here. She
and it
she
doesn't
had a whammy.
And it
double homicide.
And she double homicide. Pow pow. Ping ping. Her husband was not prepared.
No.
I don't even know if I want to show the tongue. Because I thought you didn't see that. I was
no, no, I ended up, no, I
that's
ended up,
nasty.
The minute you sat there and mentioned the
but because
I
feel like Tag
like,
is going to have to black it out if I put it
just,
up there.
Yeah, just
but,
link in the bio. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I might link it. But yeah, it was a disturbing thing. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. Would
and you, then
you
share that to people? The fuck?
Wait, would you put that on TikTok and then also let us know, because people wanted the update, that you did in fact give yourself a yeast infection in the mouth?
I mean, if you tell the beginning, you got to tell the end.
Why are you telling either?
Exactly. But if you tell the
but that is true,
because
people will hound you.
First of all, why even do it in the first place?
Exactly. Why are you? Because
they drink her. They eat her breast milk muffins all the time.
Question. How old is the kid? Yes.
They got like under 10, I think. Maybe she didn't go into the kids. She didn't talk about her kids.
That long?
I don't know. She's one of those.
To be so honest with you, she's probably, her breast milk is still probably so full, because if the husband already likes eating
oh, wait,
food,
he's definitely
he's
sucking
definitely,
on that
yeah,
breast
he's
milk.
He's definitely doing what he's doing,
oh.
And that's keeping it active. That's keeping it alive.
Yeah,
they probably
he's
do
eating.
It.
That's dang.
So it's like.
Would
I
you
mean,
let your.
Now it's a fetish.
Because it is a fetish.
It
is.
A fetish to begin with, for sure.
KO said, wait, she said,
I said next video Q&A another time.
His face is like
he said he don't want that Q&A. That hilarious. Yeah. Key, would you let your husband, your wife, your
nah.
wife or girlfriend?
Nah, that's like a whole lot of clout chasing. They just doing it
you
for
think
the
it's
views
clout?
And
yeah.
stuff.
That's
they
nice
wouldn't even like, nah, I'm right person in his right state of mind would do such a thing.
I agree.
Yeah. No.
But if your husband
and the husband is dead wrong too, he's
yeah. I feel like even as a woman, I wouldn't sit there, and that's basically saying one. Listen, hey guys, I have a yeast infection. It's
mm-hmm.
currently burning me, and you guys know what that comes with. And now I'm gonna put it in my brownies to feed
like,
it to my husband, and put them in my mouth. And now my mouth basically has the same thing my
like,
down there is going through.
It's like who's I?
Like,
oh,
like
they
he
took
said,
this one away.
In the right mind, you're not gonna do that.
That's your Valentine's Day gift, though. That's what got me mad.
That's nasty.
That's what I'm saying.
But technically, they both enjoyed it.
When let
that's
me ask you,
they both enjoyed it.
That's why their tongues look like croutons.
Exactly,
that's crazy. Peeing on each
garlic?
Other, peeing on each other would have been less vital.
Garlic parmesan.
I don't want none of it.
All right, let me ask y'all this: when you hear this from a white man, Liddy Threads uh-huh. number two, before we go into what time? I'm gonna wait for
22:25.
Okay, go and do this one, and we're going to lessons from Leash. When you hear from a white man, you're overcooking my grits, coach. What do you think about that? What does that mean?
What
like
is that?
KO? You say it again?
Burning my food.
No, like in black terms. Okay. If someone was to say, you're overcooking my grits, coach.
I don't even know what that means.
Like, why you
tight.
On my ass like that?
Kay. He said, you get me tight, he said.
Get me tight.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
No, same. I want to look back at him. Like, first of all, if you came up on,
she said, "I'm ready to fight."
Right?
Because I don't know who you're talking
yeah,
to.
I would have been like, "Do you even know what you're doing? Go ahead, make some more. At least you know what you're doing."
Exactly. You're overcooking my grits, coach.
Yeah, like,
you go make some more, then.
Right. Like, first of all, why am I doing it for you anyway?
Exactly.
You
know. She hilarious.
Yo,
Key, you said that. What?
You
get
me
tight.
And get me mad.
Velvet, what you say?
Just getting on my nerve type.
Oh,
like it's that. Like you're doing the most. Like the fuck.
I think for me, it's get the fuck out of my face. Is just a general consensus on that one. But all right.
Yeah, as a collective.
As a collective.
Get
the
fuck.
Yeah, like,
get
the fuck.
Get the fuck. Not even out. Get the fuck.
I had another one, but they totally
out
deleted.
You should
like,
be out already.
Existence not even relevant no more.
Right.
Oh, actually yes. So. But since that was quick, lead threads number three. What's some rich shit you do even though you're not rich?
Book the flight.
KO is so tired. KO is so over. He like, bro, what?
Nah, I can say I just buy a lot of shit.
Okay. And like what? That
like
truth?
Fashion.
The truth? What's the latest brands the kids like nowadays?
Nah, I'm not wearing that.
Kurt, you let me know. You wear the rich people shit.
What you make your own clothes, right?
Yeah.
It's not even about that. It's just, I feel like with fashion nowadays, people just wearing what other people see. Or really, nobody really don't know how to dress. That's all what it is. Don't know how to put together patterns and colors matter. You feel me? Even if it's mixed matching, it's going to matter.
It's the art
behind it, you feel me? And everybody's just, I feel like if I see somebody right now and he's standing next to me, he's just like a regular t-shirt type of guy, you feel me? That's how I'm saying, that's how I see it.
Right, right.
But, so I'm not copying all that, buying like Nike. I'm not wearing Nike. I'm not
wearing Lonely Heart, what is that? That what they call it?
You make your own fashion.
Yeah, like I'll make it and I don't wear it. I'll probably give it to like my boy.
Right.
Just to like, hey, you want this? Hey, nobody ain't take it. But if I buy something, I got to, like certain logos like this, it's cool, it's simple. That's it. It's not too much.
I feel.
You can always just make something happen.
Agreed.
Why have they always texting me and not the group chat?
Catching flights, yeah. Oh, like, I'm going to book them.
I just realized.
You
catching
flights?
Huh? You said what?
Like you said, the rich thing? Like, what do you do?
Oh, you catching
flights. I'm going to buy the flight. Like, I'm gonna go on that vacation. I'm going to work that. I'm going to make that happen no matter how much money I got in my account.
I feel.
Right. My rich shit that I do is I splurge on Talenti ice cream. Oh, my God.
Damn, I get that. Stop.
It's not even worth, like, what, the $6?
It's
$7?
So expensive. But when I know I'm, like, having it, like, let's say I got like, something great happen to me that day. It's been, like, a Talenti night.
What's your if plan? It's a bad night, it's a Talenti night.
No, give me the layered, for sure. Give me that $8.
Yo, with the little kisses, and the caramel. Oh my god, it's so good.
Oh, they know, the girls know, the galleys know. Well, you said you was about to put you on the ice cream wave. I heard you were joining in.
I was just gonna ask you what your favorite Talenti's was.
Should I go to my DoorDash? Oh no.
I was a Caribbean coconut kind of guy for a long time.
Okay,
ice cream.
Yeah, the Talenti one.
I can't remember.
I was definitely the mango one. What is it? Mango sorbet, something like that.
Now I gotta go to Walgreens
for ice cream.
I'm gonna just Google it. You,
Talenti,
yeah, you know,
like
Talenti
one too. Popular. Then they have the layers.
I seen a video the other day on
what
Instagram
you
how to make homemade mango sorbet, and it looks so good. God, you just mentioned it right now.
Love it. Love it.
Okay. Nope. Caramel crunch. Caramel cookie crunch.
Yes, that's a really good one.
That's got crack in it.
I was burping my bad. I looked up. Lord, let me fix that. I'm good. I'm good.
You can.
Tag, like, she can look homeless all she want.
You already got the black. Not the fur, guys.
All right. You know what time it is. Y'all ready for this? It's Lessons from Leash. This is the part of the show where everybody will be giving everybody advice. We go through six brown chicks on Twitter. If you know them, you know them, especially if you listen to us. We love them. They started at 2,000 when we first started our podcast. Now they're at 2 million. So just to let you know how much this thread that they come out with on a weekly basis, check it out every Wednesday at 6 p.m. they drop it. It's scandalous. And these are real fucking people. They have to prove it every day. These are real people. No made-ups. Unless they writing these bitches in on their own fanfic, like Wattpad. I don't know. But these are real people. They show us the messages.
Like, buckle up.
Lessons from Leash, number one.
The pause is crazy.
Because I was like, where the fuck did they go? I read these earlier so I can get... After I got married, I feel like this goddamn camera. Listen, Kurt, is it on me or both? No. Scoot it over a little bit because my eyes, I feel like I keep staring at baby girl in the back and I'm making her creeped out. I'm not sure. There we go.
Oh, no.
There we go. Okay. My bad. Because I feel like I keep seeing you through it and I'm like, I don't know if I'm making you weirded out.
I think I'm making the most eye contact with you anyway. I'm listening to you talk. I'm just like, go ahead.
She's
like, yeah, girl, I see you.
No, my bad. Tag, cut that out. Tag, cut that.
That was cute. Leave it.
Yeah? Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. After I got married, the first lady invited me to join the women's workshop, a small circle of 30-ish female church members who share tips to keep their relationship spicy. They laughed when I brought up my Bible to the sensual sermon meetup. We watched softcore porn. We made love to each other. So, oh, also, don't read my phone. We made love to each other.
I always do it all the time. Yeah. That's why.
We made love to each other so we can know how to make love to our husbands. It gets better. I was licking and tricking with these other members. Sweet lips, soft fingers, and thick tongues were everywhere as we drank wine and found G-spots. I enjoyed myself. A lot. I confessed to First Lady that I no longer desired my husband or any man, and I promptly was kicked out of the group. First Lady, our sensual sermons are to complement marriage, not replace it.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, seek help. Pray that your husband still wants a sinner like you. The other members shunned me at the church. I'm so broken. Leaving my church after an experience like this is hard, especially since I still desire to be with the women in the group. I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm not ready to live out loud as a lesbian here. What to do? You want to go first?
My face went from, I just want to say off rip, no judgment, but I thought that this story was going to go in a whole different route, and then you ended up, so that's exactly what I did. I said, wait, what's going
on? He said
here?
It was wild earlier. I said it gets better.
Yeah, I was like, wait, hold on. I think that first and foremost, if you didn't understand what you wanted, I don't even think you should have went as deep as allowing a man to feel like you guys were marriage worthy. I feel like that is a lot, and if you're still figuring yourself out, that's something you need to figure out solely, not bringing another person along in their feelings. I think that's real deep.
That's what somebody else said in the comments. Yeah. Mm-hmm. KO, you want to go? You don't got nothing for Miss I'm Lesbian, Lost and Lesbian?
I would say it's either
go to New York City.
Can't stand you.
I would say just either just go back to him, tell him that y'all have a poly, not just leave him, do your thing, but
right.
At the end of the day, you might as well just stay cheaper. Might as well poly, you don't fuck with it.
Okay.
You know I mean, spice it up just like that.
That's an option. That's an option.
I feel like the problem with the poly thing is that it sounds like they banished her because she was attracted to women. Because
she was attracted to women. So here's the...
Women
it would
men.
Be
but
her husband.
About right now, right? In this time?
No.
Well, this is the girl.
But is this right now, 2024?
Yeah, like this is a
yeah.
This is current,
2024.
But the reason, well, her husband's still at the church.
Oh. And she desires women.
And she
wants
the
men,
women
she want
from the church.
All. She wants the women solely.
I understand. His perspective
is. Was that, let's try to make this work.
Nah, his perspective is why are we still having these issues in 2024? But also, we live in a world where just like we live in 2024, but they live in 1987.
Yeah. I'm about to say it's 1960 in Birmingham.
Yeah,
right
in Birmingham.
Yeah, it's type different. The way their lifestyle and everything.
Different.
Yeah.
Mm.
Key.
So I feel like since she went to the workshop and it wasn't nothing like therapy
it wasn't a
or
workshop.
Nothing. Yeah, it was nothing.
It was sex.
You better come back home and tell me like
Ray.
That. What? Like,
he
like,
said
babe,
you
that
sat
shit
there?
Was crazy. I ain't going back there. I'm be like, yep, thank you.
Good job.
That is not a church of belonging.
Yeah.
This man, important
right.
question.
Right,
he's
right.
Like, first of all, what?
Why are we still
second
sitting
of all,
there?
Why are you not telling your man the tea?
Right.
Like, mm-mm. If she wasn't creeped out from the beginning, then I mean, that's what she want. Yeah.
And that's what she was saying. If you should have known from the get-go that you were curious or confused, you really didn't like
and
your
then
husband.
You brought your mate to a church.
A church.
Feel comfortable. And it's like, that man's probably going to look at religion differently.
And
like,
right.
Hey,
like, why y'all pulling up softcore and talk? And mind you, the pastor's wife's explanation, girl, you are the leader of
nuts.
This bullshit. What are you talking about?
She
you said
off. She get off.
We trying to just compliment our marriage, not replace it. Baby girl, you come here to replace your marriage. You forget you got a marriage. That's why you be in here.
Bro,
you come here to forget.
Getaway.
Right? Like, what's she talking about? I was looking at that like.
It doesn't make any sense.
You can like, be open. Like, I don't know, and that's what I'm thinking. Is the pastor open? Is he like, go ahead, baby, get your jerks off, and then like, but we not leaving. We not leaving.
The church needs two of us.
I don't know. This church is
what
demonic, but church
do?
Is.
She said this church is demonic.
This church.
She said this church is
I mean, at the end of the story, she talks about she doesn't know if she's ready to be a lesbian. So it sounds like she's just not really about men anymore.
Right.
So it's like if that's the case, fucking move.
Yeah, that's what I said. Because
you can't.
So I said, go
you're not gonna have a good time in Birmingham being gay. I assume.
Yeah, no,
I've never fucking been there. But it's also like, you know, if you can't move, then it's like, be honest. You
that know? Part. Like, that part. And then I also feel like it could, there was a movie called Something Cheerleader.
Which one?
Something Cheerleader. And then, but they went to a camp. They sent their kids to like a lesbian camp. I can't remember. And they like
made. Are you thinking American Pie? No.
I can't think of the one. I'm just a cheerleader? Question mark. I don't know, but they sent these lesbians.
Bring it to, on.
Like, no, it's.
I feel like I know. I feel like it was something probably on Netflix. Was it?
It's giving. No, this is old. It's giving. This is Lifetime
movie. I'm gonna find it. We gonna come back. Go ahead.
Okay. She says giving Lifetime. All right, let's go to question number two. Why is she gonna interrupt us? Like, oh wait.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm gonna do actually. But go ahead.
Question number two, y'all. Which nail started looking crazy for a second. I take my girl to work every day. My girl's boss has been hitting on me. She promised me a lunchtime quickie.
But I'm a cheerleader. Sorry.
But I'm a cheerleader, it's from guys. 1999. Go look it up on your local YouTube. Anyway, because you know it ain't on nothing else. Oh, yeah. All right. I wanted oral sex too. We got a hotel room, and when I undressed, she nearly jumped across the room in horror. I expected that reaction. I developed a patch of black moles on my inner thighs that surround my... The moles look like a cluster of raisins. I call the moles my little ladybugs. Women don't want to put their face anywhere near it.
I have a lot of questions.
I try to educate them by telling them that my moles are not contagious. I don't think.
Does it say that?
Yes. But no one wants to hear it. My girl has never given me oral, and I can't find a clean sex worker to do it for me. And no, my girl's boss said, Janice fucks on you with all that going on? She nasty. You need to see a doctor. She got dressed and left. I think she'll tell others about what happened, and it may get back to Janice.
Okay.
What to do?
Okay. That's why I was like, how does this girl's boss know?
She's telling people. Number
so
one.
Let me go back, because I think I stopped when we had that first thing. So the boss, he drops his girl off to work every day. The boss always is flirting with him every time he comes over. Like some Yvette. Jody and her boss vibe. No, co-worker, because that wasn't a boss, that bitch.
Yeah.
But she basically like that. She always flirting. He's like, all right, fine, I'm gonna do it. So he came to the hotel room, was ready to get some oral sex, because mind you, he ain't never ever getting none. No one's giving him oral yet.
And then flashed her the ladybugs.
And showed her his ladybugs.
Raisins.
I gotta know what that looks like. Because you know some men they shave. You ever seen a man with razor bumps down there? You never seen that? Yeah, like when they shave, they get razor bumps.
A little weird.
So I was thinking that's what it looked like. But then he said ladybug, and I said that's raised. So how are we looking?
It's like perforated.
I mean, depending on like he could have some serious ass razor bumps that he just never took care of.
That's what I'm wondering. Like
scratching them.
He said there were moles.
Because well, it's that's a lot of you know. Popper.
Say it again?
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Right. Like, and also he said he don't think
he doesn't he's never been to the doctor about it because he thinks that they're not a problem.
They're not contagious, I don't think.
But if you exactly. Away, when it comes to your self-esteem, that's always something that mm-hmm. can be removed, like laser-wise, like surgically, like that's not something you necessarily have to live with.
Right.
So if you have the funds and you have the financial, you know, resources.
Fucking insurance.
Get that handle.
But then, right? And then
get you some
up.
Top. Okay.
Follow up, did it start as one and then turned into a patch?
He made it seem like they just always been there, like my moles, my ladybugs.
I have a theory that it's razor bumps mixed with him being a little bit heavy set, so it's a lot of chafing.
That's what I'm trying to get just, the vision of what they're looking like.
I'm sorry I'm getting so into this.
No. Yeah, because he called them ladybugs, so I'm feeling like they have to be bumps.
It's fucking hard.
And definitely miscolored.
And maybe that's why she's like...
That's nasty.
And if she tells everybody at work, that's your fault.
She's going
that's
to.
That's your fault.
Because I told you to do that. If she decided to fuck her man, her and old girl are not probably cool.
Mm-mm.
So she probably gave her stink attitude.
And it was like, your man has herpes, bitch. That's probably what she picked up immediately, the first argument.
She said.
And then what you talking about? How you...
His raisin thighs.
Your raisin thigh. Wait, what's it? Raisin bran ass nigga. You raisin bran ass...
Are
All right. Ooh. All right, guys. We're gonna go to the next one on that one. I'm waiting for her to give me the time check.
You can also ask for the time check.
I don't want to be annoying. Question 5. I confronted my son's basketball coach about why my son is always on the bench. He's not good enough to win, and he doesn't hustle. I offered to give him some sex in exchange for more playtime for my son. He's decent looking, and I'm tired of my husband anyway. Coach agreed. I wore my tight black leather dress, crotchless panties, and gym shoes for a quick session in his van. Coach rolled down his window but wouldn't open that car door. He said, "Miss Jackson, I am not unzipping for that." That in all caps. Mm-mm. "Go work out. You look like a marshmallow wrapped in duct tape. Go home and give that back to your old man." Coach peeled off, left me on the curb. I was crushed.
He kept her on the bench too.
Okay, but I'm...
When I read that earlier, I should have thought of that joke. Damn,
you took it from
That's me. That's a Riley special.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Coach peeled off, left me on the curb. I was crushed. I've been calling Coach to arrange another meetup, but he blocks me. Meanwhile, my son is still on the bench even more. At this point, I don't care about my son. I just want Coach. How do I change his mind?
Uh-uh. That's rude. Go ahead.
He told you.
Get that ass in the gym. I don't know why the disrespect was piled on top of everything. First of all, he had your ass in the van, baby girl.
In the van.
And you came up in your best dominatrix outfit. She came through with the slippy leather. Like, girl, sit down.
She really did.
Crotchless panties, gym shoes, because she had to be out of there quickly. She had to make sure the sneakers were on.
That must have looked wild.
That's why I'm like, and that's what he said, girl, you look like a busted can of biscuits. That's nicer than what he said.
It's him leaving her there.
And then just left. Mind you, your son is on his team. Mm-hmm. What? Why do you think he's now sitting on there even more?
Tacky. Yeah. Why would he not automatically be put on the bench after doing something like that?
Because now he don't want to deal with you at all. So there's no reason for
him. The team sporadically, he come off crying. Like,
right, like just random. I bet you he's going to kick him off.
You made your son feel like his whole career is ruined. He's never going to want to play ball again.
And you know what? Someone was saying that in the comments. They were like, how could you sit here and say, I don't care about my son, I care about the coach? Bitch, you was doing this for your son at first, apparently.
Was she?
But
I didn't know. It was for self-gratification because she said that right in the moment where she said, I mean, I'm already tired of my husband. She was just looking for a reason for an outgo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Infidelity's not the answer.
It's never.
Seek help.
Tell her pray. Pray to who?
Pray to, I don't know if Jesus can help her with that one.
I know y'all heard that.
That's dirty.
I'm sorry.
And the fact that he skirted off on you, it's like you just...
That's embarrassing.
It's like you lessened yourself. And
do you
then
tell
like you
people?
Lessened it. I mean, why would you? No.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. She's going to take that good to the...
That was perfect. Can we tell people? How would you... No.
I feel like some people you would think wouldn't say something, but there's also people that like talk about their yeast infection brownies, you know. So it's like some people like look for that. They look for that, like that attention, no matter what.
Full circle.
Yeah, no. Right. We love a full circle.
Callbacks.
All right. So how much time we got?
43:27.
Cool beans. We're gonna start our shameless plugs. Shameless plugs.
And we start the
shameless plugs. Shameless plugs. Go ahead, Ralph. You can tell us what you got coming up. Concert, music, shows. Don't tell them that you're coming in late tomorrow.
Fair enough. Couple years, you'll see me in Madison Square Garden, but before then.
Okay.
You better manifest. Mm-hmm.
Snap, snap, snap. Until then, I'm trying to really not do much, so I've had a crazy couple weeks, but I'm working on an album. Should be out by like April, May. I'm not really rushing it, but I'm super excited about it.
Okay.
I'm going to probably release a single at the end of the month.
You got the name together for it or no?
I don't have the name for the album, but it's looking like consistent inconsistencies. So we'll
tat. Get it tatted.
Why'd I name it that? Because I'm very sporadic. I've always been. And it's
so
just
how do you name a song?
A song?
Do you go by your names? Like, do you try to make
it? It just came to you?
So, like, I have one song called Delusions of Lancelot. And it's basically this song just about how I'm focused. Like, the whole hook is I'm focused. Scooby-Dee, blah, 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 whatever. I can't remember my own song for some reason, but it's I'm focused. And then, like, the last 30 seconds of the song, I'm talking about how I'm a knight. So I named it off of that. I kind of name shit. Like, if I see, like I have one song talking about walking down this hallway, and it's, like, a very dark, like, you're in the black, like, night.
So what's your sound of music?
I'm like an R&B singer.
R&B singer?
Mm-hmm.
What you just said is black. I mean, like...
Dark. Like, Six Flags?
No. Like the song, the story of the song I'm singing is I've been walking down this hallway.
These, like, these are your themes, though.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yo, the slurp.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
It's gonna be my sound when people remember me. Anyway. Yeah.
That's really all I got going on.
No. Yeah. No, that's really good.
Thank you.
Comedy.
Oh, yeah. I also do, I host this an open mic in Jersey City every 2 weeks, every other Wednesday, every first and third Wednesday down at Departed Souls Brewery. Come through.
So y'all just not drinking?
It's a fire vibe. I do a lot of stand-up material there. I'm the host, so I run it. And my boy Adam pretty much puts the music together and makes it all happen.
Oh, so that's why they agreed to come on the show to talk to you.
We're all homies.
They don't like me.
Tight.
They don't like me. They know you. They know you.
Yeah. It's my first day meeting you, but you seem wonderful.
The group chat she has. You guys are friends.
Yeah, we're all friends. He owes. They
it wasn't funny.
Our
fine.
Fans know Adam too.
Ruined it.
Our fans know Adam.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, you guys are like really all.
Yeah.
That's what I was like, oh, they don't even come in here to talk to you.
Yeah, just a friend.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, Rouse. Too. Okay. Go ahead, Genesee.
I wish you actually remember how to correct it, though. A lot of people don't.
I did. I stopped myself.
I appreciate it. I mean, besides what I said earlier, I am currently in school as a biology major on a pre-med track. I double minor in cannabis business management.
Knocked my headphones off on that one.
I double minor in cannabis business management and psychology.
What you trying to do?
I basically want to go to school so I can get my BSN, become an RN, and I want to open up a dispensary on the side as well, so I'm getting my license for that so I can get my LC.
They got college classes for that now?
Yes, they do.
They do.
Mm-hmm. And it's just gonna
the
make
world
me,
today.
Me taking it right now. It'll just make it easier for when I go back to pre-med school. I basically don't have to take as many prerequisite courses.
I see.
And on the side, something that I don't really talk about too much. I do want to make a book myself, but more poetry based because I do write poetry, and that's something that I feel like I just keep. Yeah, no, I keep to me.
Come to the open mics, baby.
I've been
come
wanting
to, open
to actually for a minute.
There's one tomorrow.
There is.
Well, I'm going to be late, but you should still go.
See, that's what he always...
You know, I'll pull through.
Raised in
Jersey
City?
Yeah, on Bay Street.
Everybody gets one song, 5 minutes, and the energy's electric. Everybody
I'll be there staring at you in the corner.
That's the first time my sister for like 2 years.
We have Bluetooth. We have the thing.
We got the dongle, you know?
Yeah,
we keep it. We keep it available.
No, I'll be down with that. You guys just got me nervous. I'm like, that's the only thing. It's like,
so
I get like hesitant.
There's no pressure. We have a show there specifically every
my
other
my shirt's
like,
on backwards.
Every mm-hmm. Wednesday, no, first and third Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So if you can't do it, then you can always come to the next. Yeah, there's
no definitely will be down. I appreciate it.
Does it look like it?
No, you can't.
It's fine.
Yeah, turn me. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kale.
I make music, skateboard, model, fashion. I'm an artist, so I make art pieces too. Writing a book, like I said. I guess I'm going to talk about it if y'all want me to talk about it. I don't really know. I've been quiet. I'm really a quiet person.
Okay, yeah, you got 5 minutes.
I want to hear about this manga.
Yeah, tell me.
The book is just about, like, I would say psychopaths, like, being in, like, a world full of psychopaths. And you got your killers and you got your good people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like you don't really know what everybody doing and how everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas be lying, bro. Like, you could tell me something.
You in my head? Get out of here.
You could tell me something. There's no way that you expect me to trust that shit 100%. I don't know you like that. So it's like, I'm writing a book off of, like, I want it to be a lot of action, a lot of fighting. So I'm like, where can I really relate to in real life? Psychopaths.
Mm-hmm.
So I named my artist name, even though I'm Kale Trendsetta, my artist name is Straight Jacket. So, like, the straight jacket with the murderer's hands, my art come from my hands.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, I'm like, so I'm going to do a book like that. And I wrote it about like that. And I don't really know how to end it because
I got
my. Oh my God! Don't kill nobody to get an ending.
Nah, but it'd be like that.
You know me and my true crime.
That's my first book. This is like my second book I'm writing.
Oh, okay.
But this time I wanted to take it serious and just go with the flow.
Okay.
Because I figured when I wrote my first book, I was just typing instead of just drawing. Now I'm typing, drawing.
Okay.
But now that I'm doing that, it's like it's very different, and I don't really know
how to draw it.
But it's just going. I just like drawing fighting scenes. That's it.
Hey, I'm here for it. When you drop it, I'll be definitely posting it on our Instagram.
I'm probably going to just like go to libraries and just drop it off there, like my shirts. I want to do something like that. Art pieces, shirts, drop it off there, go get it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to push it out.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of places now also have like, take a book, leave a book.
That's what I was just thinking. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure if you do
even
those.
Even at like restaurants and shit,
they have those.
Now, yeah.
I had seen one of those before. I think the first time ever, I actually was surprised. I was like, wow, I wish when I was a kid, like, I see more of these, like, walking around, because I'm a big reader. Like, I would sit there, honestly, to be so honest with you, like, if right now there's this book that I bought, and it was, like, 2-something pages, and, like, on my own time, he probably doesn't even know this, but, like, I finished reading it, and, like, I don't read books,
bro.
No, I love reading. Like, I can finish. Oh, my God, it's so bad.
You don't listen to other music?
I don't know.
He listens to him. He says,
I listen to myself.
My music.
I listen to myself.
I love it.
That's how it goes.
What is your sign?
I'm a Gemini. I listen to club music, Jersey club music, the back in the day with just the beats, because I know how to dance, but I don't do that no more. And I listen to myself, and I listen to water sounds every day, all day, because I need the peace in my mind. I be going crazy.
I see.
So it's like, that's why I'm calm and I'm chill, and it's like.
I see.
Yeah.
It'd
be like that.
Key?
Just waiting for the baseball season to come up.
Get this money, bitch.
That's where the money's at.
Yeah.
First of all, I heard him so heavy because he's a man of few words, but the second you summon me,
but look.
What's up? Like, no, I have a lot to say.
And the page on Instagram for, like, if y'all want to
key.logs.400.
Grab that after this.
No, we're going to have to write the names at the end. I'm going to get them right there.
And we'll tag y'all when we post the comments.
Yes.
No, Key's definitely a character, bro.
It's good character.
Bro, he says, like, the first time I ever, like, this was probably the first time.
I wouldn't say that joke.
Don't
flame
him.
It's a type of canceled joke,
but no, I'm not going to say the joke.
No, it's okay.
I'm not gonna say the joke too crazy, but it was just like
she said too crazy. It's the editing for me.
Yeah, it's
tag him like dude.
Yeah, it's just like you know what, bro? It's just like you look at him, and you're just like, yo, who are you? But like I could, like you said, like, I could just fuck
with
you.
Charismatic, definitely charismatic.
Good energy.
Thank you.
Cash, you gotta meet them stuff. Think I'm on camera outside. Like, who's she talking to? All right, Velvet.
Actually, yeah, no.
I
have a show, obviously, coming up tomorrow, but you already knew that, so why would I tell you? But I have a show coming up on the 16th in Union City. It's called The Vibe Vault 2. There's 22 tickets left at the moment, but it's selling out real quick, so I don't know. Might not make it, but definitely follow.
What day?
The 16th. It's a Saturday.
Of this month?
Yeah.
And
then I also have another show on March 30th. I'm being featured. They're both 15-minute sets in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Art Cave for the Troublemakers open mic. So that's also a 15-minute set. It's on Saturday, March 30th from 7 to 11?
I've never heard nobody else say that. Stop. That was rude. I feel like I always.
Question mark?
Yeah, question mark. Like,
she
what?
Does
question
it
mark?
Often.
I do it all the time. Would you say
that? So that's you performing on these days?
Yeah.
Listen, if y'all hear burp, I want people to start counting on me. Don't hear me burp. Okay.
But yeah, come out. Come out. Support.
Yeah. Velvet Sounds.
Mm-hmm. No, just Velvet. She insists. My email is Velvet Sounds.
Since I've known her.
She insists on calling me Velvet Sounds. And I'm like, it made me put a last name, bro. Like,
it's not bad.
I love Velvet Sounds. There's a whole stage name. That sounds so cool.
It's not.
But she's like,
Velvet,
stop calling me that. It's Velvet.
I have
guys.
A name, so Velvet is my
it's
stage name.
It's Velvet.
No, because then people be like, oh, Velvet. And I'm like, that's just my Instagram handle. Because
that's
couldn't
what I
take
called
Velvet.
You.
That's what your name is. You don't tell people that's not your name. Her name is Velvet. Don't look her up. Don't search her up. Do not look up. Background checks. Don't look at where she works. Because people are crazy. Actually, how much time we got? Where we at?
It can be used for like your own like studios, you know, when you get your merch and stuff like that.
Nah, I'm going to come back for my 10%. Stop playing with me. Double back. I'm coming double back. Sound? I'm getting my 10%.
Velvet Sound is the brand, you know?
I'm getting my 10% patent.
Velvet is the brand.
Yeah.
And Mark
Weiss.
Right. Don't like, I don't like Velvet Sound. I'm not a fan of it. I hated it when I had to use it for an email. But I understand.
It's nostalgic for me. It's the only thing I've ever really called you by.
It fits in its own category.
If you hear her sing, like it makes sense.
Yeah.
I get that.
She hates me.
But stream my single.
Anyway.
Wink, wink.
I almost kissed the mic again. I didn't do it all night, and I was just about to do it. All right, guys. Toast. Who's doing it?
Key. One of our guests have to do it.
Key.
Okay, pour it toast. Up. Everybody got poured up? Everybody poured up? Come on now. Be poured up. You can do a water. You can do if you want to do water.
I'll do the water.
He's like, oh, God, they want me to really get drunk on here. He's fucking alcoholic. Sorry, did I spit on you?
You're okay.
Like I saw something.
No, you're good.
Why that way? Oh, yeah? Okay, Key. Make it cute, make it quick. Hold on, let everybody get their cups up first, though. I got a bottle to take home. Yes!
Shout out to everybody here for all the hard work, making it happen, always coming out and making a nice episode for everybody to watch.
Hello.
And next time, be better, too.
Cheers.
Wait. Is it... what's that?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Understood.
Bro, that slurp is gonna stress me out. I know that's what she said, but goddamn. Because in my ear, nice. She is loud.
These headphones are
on point.
You know where the money's going.
They're very loud.
These usually we have good headphones. These feel new. Like I had to wrap the bitch around. Have y'all seen it?
Yeah, I can't
see.
Yeah.
Your she's tight. Like
that's what she said.
She's tight. Even the mics.
Not the ASMR. Okay, it's not supposed to go because okay,
I'm getting too drunk. All right, guys. Like you know what it is. Wait, did we toast?
Yellow,
it didn't feel
yellow,
like a real
we
toast.
Toasted, we did. We had a whole speech. It was actually a really good speech. Actually,
we can run it.
I'm just trying to feel like.
No, we did. We actually had 2 toasts.
I think I just want to be more drunk. That one bottle is screaming at me. It's all okay. Right. Another dope-ass episode of Litty Threads. Make sure to like, comment,
subscribe.
On the YouTube, make sure to download and save. I thought you were going to follow up with
save.
It. On Spotify, and make sure to keep following and sharing it.
And doing all of the above.
On all the other platforms. I'm going to say SoundCloud, but yeah. All right. It's been a great day. Leisha's, I feel like someone's going to like comment, like, you've been real low-key on this episode. I don't like that, Leisha. I'm not as high energy as I usually
am. You were.
Was I?
Yeah.
My last was. I don't know. But yes.
I feel like you were kind of worried about the burps.
No, like that's that was
every day.
Oh, okay.
And my wet-ass mouth, but life is life. All right, so.
What a way to end it.
Have a good day, guys. See you next time.
With her wet-ass mouth.
With the tongue out. Anyway, see you later. Have a good day.
Peace.
Pause it. Take it off.